Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Treacherous Alliance by Trita Parsi examines the often counterintuitive relationships among Israel, Iran, and the United States from the Cold War era through the post-1979 period. Rather than treating these states as permanent enemies or natural allies, the book presents their interactions as shifting bargains shaped by threat perceptions, domestic politics, and strategic opportunity. Parsi, known for scholarship on Middle East diplomacy, focuses on how back channels, tacit understandings, and episodic cooperation persisted even amid public hostility. The narrative explores why Israeli and Iranian interests at times converged against shared rivals, how Washington alternated between engagement and pressure, and how each capital tried to influence U.S. policy to fit its own regional priorities. The result is a study of real politics that challenges simplistic slogans about ideology driving everything. For readers trying to understand recurring cycles of escalation and negotiation in the region. In the region, the book offers a framework for seeing patterns behind headline crises and for recognizing how yesterday's secret contacts can shape today's diplomatic possibilities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from peripheral partners to strategic calculations. A central theme is how Israel and Iran once found common ground despite profound cultural and political differences. The book traces how, before the Iranian Revolution, both states could view certain Arab nationalist forces and regional coalitions as primary threats, encouraging discrete coordination. This relationship is presented not as a sentimental partnership, but as a pragmatic alignment that fit wider security strategies. The topic highlights how leaders on both sides weighed geography, military balance, and the need for external backing when choosing partners. It also shows how the United States functioned as an essential context setter, sometimes enabling tacit cooperation and at other times redirecting it. By emphasizing strategic calculation, the book explains why alliances in the Middle East can look stable from afar while actually remaining contingent and transactional. The discussion also clarifies how earlier patterns of cooperation created expectations and channels that did not disappear overnight. Even after public rhetoric hardened, the logic of balancing against common rivals could still tempt policymakers. Understanding this background helps readers see why later periods of hostility do not fully erase earlier security habits, and why regional alignments can reemerge in unexpected forms when threat. Perception shift. Secondly, the revolution, ideology, and the persistence of back channels. The Iranian Revolution is often portrayed as a clean break that permanently severed all meaningful interaction between Iran, Israel, and the United States. The book complicates that view by exploring how ideological confrontation coexisted with episodic pragmatism. It examines how revolutionary rhetoric, legitimacy concerns, and domestic power struggles shaped what leaders could say publicly, while security imperatives sometimes pushed them to explore indirect contacts. This topic underscores how states can maintain multiple layers of policy at once, an outward posture aimed at domestic audiences and rivals, and quieter explorations aimed at reducing risk or gaining advantage. The United States appears as both a target of Iranian suspicion and a potential interlocutor whose decisions could alter Iran's strategic environment. Israel likewise is shown trying to interpret Iranian intentions and to decide whether engagement, containment, or pressure best served its security. By focusing on back channels and deniable interaction, the book gives readers a lens for understanding why dramatic public statements do not always predict actual diplomatic behavior. It also illustrates how secrecy can produce misperceptions, because hidden talks may prevent broader trust building while still triggering political backlash when exposed. Thirdly, Washington as arena, how Israel and Iran shaped U.S. policy. Another key topic is the idea that the United States is not simply an external referee, but a contested arena where Israeli and Iranian strategies collide. The book discusses how both states sought to influence American decision-making through persuasion, lobbying, intelligence sharing, and selective cooperation. Instead of assuming a single coherent U.S. grand strategy, it shows how American policy can emerge from internal debates, institutional rivalries, and shifting presidential priorities. In this setting, Israel and Iran attempt to frame threats, propose solutions, and shape which narratives dominate in Washington. The topic also highlights how U.S. domestic politics can magnify regional conflicts, because foreign policy becomes intertwined with elections, congressional dynamics, and public opinion. At the same time, Washington's own strategic goals, such as managing regional stability, protecting energy interests, and limiting proliferation, can lead it to oscillate between pressure and engagement. The interplay creates cycles where one party's attempt to secure U.S. backing can push the other to harden its stance, intensifying rivalry. This framework helps readers understand why U.S.-Iran policy often appears inconsistent, and why Israeli-Iranian tensions frequently manifest through American sanctions, diplomacy, and security commitments. Fourthly, threat perception and the construction of enmity. The book pays close attention to how enemies are made, maintained, and sometimes selectively reinterpreted. Rather than treating hostility as inevitable, it explores how leaders define threats and use those definitions to justify policies at home and abroad. Israel's security doctrine, Iran's revolutionary identity, and America's regional posture each contain narratives about danger and deterrence. This topic shows how those narratives can become self-reinforcing when one side signals fear, the other interprets it as aggression, prompting countermeasures that confirm the original suspicion. The analysis also emphasizes the role of miscommunication and limited empathy, especially when contact is rare and intermediaries filter messages. Domestic politics matters here as well, because portraying an external enemy can consolidate power, marginalize opponents, and divert attention from internal problems. Yet the book suggests that threat perception is not fixed. It can shift when new rivals emerge, when wars change the regional balance, or when leaders calculate that accommodation serves their interests. Understanding the construction of enmity helps readers evaluate policy claims critically, separating verifiable security concerns from politically useful exaggerations. It also clarifies why even small incidents can escalate quickly when they fit established threat stories. Lastly, diplomacy, missed opportunities, and the logic of realpolitik. A final topic is how diplomacy repeatedly surfaced, stalled, and resurfaced amid competing strategic objectives. The book examines moments when negotiations seemed possible and why those openings narrowed, focusing on the interaction of timing, trust, and third-party influence. It emphasizes that realpolitik is not only about power, but also about credible signals and sequencing when concessions are offered, who can claim victory domestically, and whether opponents believe commitments will be honored. The United States appears as a pivotal actor that can widen diplomatic space through incentives and security guarantees or shrink it through maximalist demands and punitive measures. Israel and Iran likewise face dilemmas about whether engagement reduces danger or enables adversaries. The topic highlights how secret contacts can both facilitate breakthroughs and undermine them if secrecy prevents broader buy-in. It also points to the role of regional events, such as wars and shifting alliances, that can suddenly alter bargaining positions. By analyzing missed opportunities alongside deliberate choices, the book encourages readers to see diplomatic outcomes as contingent rather than predetermined. This helps explain why similar proposals can fail in one period and succeed in another, and why durable agreements require alignment between strategic interest and domestic political feasibility. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a deeper, policy-focused understanding of Middle East geopolitics, including students, journalists, diplomats, BATs, and informed general readers following U.S.-Iran relations or Israeli security strategy. It benefits the reader by replacing one-dimensional narratives with a practical framework for analyzing how interests, domestic constraints, and third-party influence interact. By showing how public hostility can coexist with discrete coordination, it helps readers interpret today's headlines with more skepticism and more strategic clarity, especially when rhetoric outpaces actual incentives. Compared with similar books that center solely on ideology, military capability, or a single national viewpoint, Treacherous Alliance stands out for highlighting triangular dynamics and the way each actor uses Washington to pursue regional goals. Its emphasis on shifting threat perceptions and the mechanics of backchannel diplomacy offers tools that remain useful even as specific leaders change. For anyone trying to understand why negotiations repeatedly stall, why escalation cycles recur, and how regional alignments can flip, but the book provides context that makes contemporary debates more intelligible. It is worth buying because it delivers a coherent, interpretive model grounded in political realism that readers can apply across multiple crises and time periods. If you would like to support Treta Parsi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.